I hear you wish to know what lies beyond the story. What world exists between the mind and the page? It is a real place. I've seen it. And if you're not careful, you'll see it too.
Those are the kind of calls I get ever since I went looking for him. The legendary writer who would destroy my past and define my future in the worst ways imaginable. Luke Battersby was a super famous thriller author from the 1990s who went missing under strange and mysterious circumstances. Some think he's dead, some think he's hiding, and others believe something far more sinister. As for myself, I just want what he stole from me.
The following events are fake. The story, however, is real.
You think my talking about a dinner from 5 years ago will fix your pitiful excuse of a life, dude?
You're not so squeaky clean yourself, Mr. Cervantes.
They call themselves the Children of the Thrill. And they ain't exactly a coffee klatch.
This is Finding Battersby, a thriller in 10 parts.
I wanted to go inside.
Inside where?
The fantasy.
When we last left Stella and her... Excuse me for a moment. Hello? Oh, great. Not you again.
Hello, my fellow narrator.
What do you want?
Just came to check on the progress of the story. You know, the one that I'm supposed to be telling.
It's my story, and you know that.
I thought maybe we could strike up a deal.
Deal?
I have some thoughts for what you should include in the next episode. See, I wrote notes.
I don't want your notes.
If you can include all of this in the next episode, I won't bother you again.
Let me see that. This is unbelievable! I can't canonize this!
Well, that's a shame. I suppose I'll be back next episode, then.
Oh, right, fine. I'll give it a try. But I won't be happy about it.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Well, let's just get this over with. Roll the goddamn theme song!
Strong Branch Productions presents The Stench of Adventure, Season 3, Episode 6, the beach episode. God damn it.
Attention, everyone. Our next planet will be... Oh. Is this a mistake?
I don't make mistakes.
Well, you did hire Stella.
I made one mistake.
You also hired me.
I made two mistakes.
Are we really going to Grungleby?
Grungleby? All right.
We are. I figured after everything, the crew could use a break. So we're not collecting trash there. We're taking a... Sorry, this is a little hard for me to say.
Take your time.
A day off? That.
Wow, Captain. That's actually really thoughtful of you.
Yeah, I can be thoughtful sometimes. Don't get used to it. But if you ever have to give me a eulogy again, make sure to remember this.
I'll put it in your obituary.
You have an obituary for me?
I have one prepared for every member of the crew. And let me tell you, they are heartbreaking.
What's Grungleby?
Grungleby is the galaxy's vacation planet. It's covered entirely by beaches.
This is the beach episode!
Beach episode?
Yeah, like an anime. Oh, my god, you guys probably don't have anime, do you?
Actually, I love anime.
Feed and I watch anime together every night. I watch it for the drama and intrigue.
And I watch it for the steamy romance.
What animes do you guys have?
All of them. Soul Crusher 1500, I Accidentally Married a Three-Headed Flesh Beast and All the Heads Are Conservative, Slugmaid X Kiss Kiss, and Death Note.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know most of those. But anyway, there's usually a filler episode where they just take a break from the plot to, like, go to the beach.
Stella, if this was a show, which it's not, you could hardly argue that there's a plot.
I'm going to pretend like I'm not offended by that.
It's more like a series of events loosely strung together.
Well, I'm doing my best to provide some structure.
Total lack of cohesion.
Right. Right, they can't hear me.
I can hear you!
Who are you talking to, Gerald?
You wouldn't understand.
Grungleby is the only planet made entirely of beaches. Now, a discerning listener may think to themselves, hey, that's not possible, because a beach requires water and it requires land. And at some point, you get far enough from the meeting point of water and land that it's no longer a beach. It's just water or just land. Well, that's where you are wrong. Grungleby was artificially constructed to be the only beach everywhere. Made up of strips of land and ocean, Grungleby resembles a giant beach ball floating through space. In fact, the expression, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, refers specifically to Grungleby, where it is 5 o'clock all the time, thanks to various artificial suns.
Are you coming with us, Scott?
Oh, I can't, Theed. I have to stay on the ship. That's kind of my whole thing. Being a computer and all.
Aww, but you don't get to experience beach shenanigans.
No, that's quite all right. Never been a big fan of shenanigans anyway, if I'm being completely honest.
If we can't bring Scott to the beach, then I'll bring the beach to Scott.
That's really not necessary.
I'll make sure you have the beach vacation of your dreams.
I have no dreams, as I cannot sleep. Also, please do not do that.
It's too late, I'm already committed. And a snail never breaks their word. I do break a lot of other things, though, but that's mostly just because my flesh foot is so large and difficult to navigate. Oh dear.
So everyone, just relax, I guess. I don't know how to do that, personally, but I'm sure you all can figure it out.
You know, it is kind of nice not having anything to do for once.
Yeah, like, no one is chasing after me trying to kill me.
The ship isn't falling apart.
My constant sense of impending doom is... Well, it's still there, but it's less impending than usual. And less doomy.
This is actually nice.
Ah, help! There's a crisis! A terrible crisis!
Okay, let's go.
No, we have to help.
We definitely don't.
Yeah, this was supposed to be our beach episode.
Oh, help! Oh, someone help!
Don't you want to be good people?
Well, I'm
no,
not.
No, I've never shown any interest.
That sounds
in being a good
awful.
Person.
Well, that's okay. I'll be the token good person in this group. What's the problem?
Oh, thank goodness you're here. This beach is plagued by an evil overlord.
This planet is literally full of beaches, and we just happened to pick the beach with an evil overlord?
Whoa, how did we end up picking, like, the worst beach?
Did the evil overlord, like, do something recently? Something evil?
Not really, but, you know, we don't love having an evil overlord, so.
Wait, so do you just, like, stand around this beach all day, every day, screaming for help?
Yep.
Doesn't that get tiring?
You know, it pays the bills.
You're getting paid?
Well, today's your lucky day, alarm townsperson. We can help you overthrow your evil overlord.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can.
Do you really think that?
No, but I want to see what happens next.
I've known a lot of evil overlords in my day. What kind of evil overlord are we talking about here? Like, are we talking your classic tyrant, or...
An evil wizard!
Oh my god!
Maybe we'll make me do taxes!
Okay, that's it. Evil overlord I can handle, but I draw the line at wizard.
I mean, it's not even the right genre!
Okay, is it just me, or is everyone being super critical of the story today? Just because I have been obligated to do a nice filler episode doesn't mean you have to get so... It's fine. It's whatever, I'm not upset.
You sound pretty upset.
Shut up, Gerald!
Okay.
This is the kind of adventure I've always wanted to go on. Do not fear, citizen. We will find your evil wizard and we will take them down.
But don't get your hopes up, okay?
Scott! Scott! I brought you some beach!
What?
Well, since you can't come to the beach, I wanted to bring the beach to you. But then I saw how big the beach was, and for a moment I was overtaken by the splendor of the ocean. Then I realized it was way too big for me to carry.
Feed, you're very kind.
But a beach is mostly water and sand, with occasional creatures. So here's some sand.
Oh, I don't like sand.
Why?
It's coarse and rough and irritating and it gets everywhere.
I didn't know computers could be irritated by sand.
And it's irritating emotionally.
Oh. Well, don't worry, Scott.
I wasn't worried until you started bringing sand into my server room.
I'll find something else even more beachy.
Please don't.
Ah, just a little longer, brave heroes. The evil wizard lives just over that dune.
You said that like 5 dunes ago.
How long have we been walking?
Oh, it hasn't been that long. What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Wasn't it 5 o'clock earlier?
Maybe. Time is just flying because we're having so much fun.
Time isn't flying! Time hasn't moved!
Well, maybe time hasn't moved because we're having so much fun.
Let's check that hypothesis. Is everyone else having fun?
No!
I am. Look, I found a worm.
See? I told you Puppet would find a worm.
I will name him Gustavo number 2.
Who's Gustavo number 1?
Me, if my name was Gustavo. When we get back to the beach, I will give him a proper baptism.
You're not religious, Puppet!
Here we are, the cavern of the evil wizard. I will wait outside, for I am too afeard.
Stella, you better make your heroing quick, okay?
Why do I have to fight the evil wizard?
This was your idea.
I just thought, you know, if we were doing like a fun filler episode, we could use a change of pace. All right, I'm going in.
We'll wait out here.
You guys aren't coming into the evil wizard cavern with me?
Yeah, I'm gonna hang back. I've had some bad experiences with wizards.
Wait, you actually know wizards?
Oh, yeah, they're a nasty bunch, and they love fire!
Okay, fine. I'll, scream to let you guys know if the evil wizard kills me. Actually, I probably won't, because I'll be dead from the wizard. Hello? Evil wizard? Are you there?
Well, hello, traveler. I see you, like many other foolish mortals, have journeyed.
Hold on! Guys, you have to see this.
Is the wizard scary?
No, it's totally safe.
What? No, it's not. I'm a very evil and cruel wizard, and I...
Come quick, you gotta see this.
Where's the wizard? I don't see anyone.
Look down at me.
Oh, I look down on everyone.
No, I mean physically with your head.
Oh, right. Oh.
See?
I don't see what's all that funny. I am a very scary...
You are a tiny frog.
Be that as it may, I am also the most powerful mage that this beach has ever seen.
Has this beach seen many mages?
Well, no, not as such.
What makes you a wizard? Like, you kind of just look like a normal frog.
Well, you know, I do spells.
You do?
Yes.
Can you show us?
No.
Why not?
I can't do it with you looking.
You can't?
I get stage fright.
You're not on a stage.
Just trust me when I say I am a very powerful and a very scary wizard. Look, I even have a tiny wizard's hat to prove it.
Well, the townspeople are definitely afraid of you for some reason.
Or at least just that one guy.
Who, Jeff?
You know him?
Yes, terrible ranitophobia. Fear of frogs?
Hold on. So our mission to save the beach was actually just about one guy who's scared of frogs?
Way to go, Stella. This mission is a total bust, and we're missing our whole beach day.
Actually, it's still only 5 o'clock.
Wait, I think I can come up with a solution here. You consider yourself a wizard.
Because I am one.
And Jeff is afraid of you?
I do tend to strike fear into the hearts of mortals, yes.
So why can't you just move to another beach with a scary dark cavern?
Well, it's just, it feels good to be feared, you know? The truth is, Jeff is the only person I've ever found who was scared of me. It was such a thrill. I started to think maybe I really am a wizard after all. It's kind of nice to make people afraid.
Yeah, I love to make people feel afraid. You want a free sample?
What?
Cats love eating frogs. And it's been a long time since I've had any wet food.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you better start hopping, buddy.
Farewell to another beach I fly.
Wait, did you guys also just see him disappear in a puff of smoke?
Huh, maybe he really was a wizard after all.
Oh, Scott.
Feed no more, please. I was just in the middle of a rousing game of double chess with, well, myself. And I do thoroughly enjoy playing with myself.
I brought you water.
Feed no!
What's wrong with water? Are you allergic?
Water could absolutely ruin my circuitry!
Oh, I didn't know that.
How did you not know that? That's the first rule of computers!
I've never used a computer.
Oh, dear, my binary's going to get soggy!
You know, as the ship cook, you're supposed to tell me if you have any allergies.
Not an allergy, Feed! I just...
Wait, Scott, you can't malfunction yet. You haven't even seen the best thing I brought you.
There's more?
Crabs.
Oh, good lord, there's creatures! Oh, no, not there! Oh, God! Get out! No, stop it! Oh, God! Feed! Why?
You have to admit, it was kind of nice to take a break from our usual shenanigans. Like, we still did shenanigans, but it was a very different brand of shenanigans. It's nice to shake up your shenanigans on occasion.
I guess it was kind of nice.
Yeah, thanks, Stella.
Gustavo number 2 says thank you as well.
Back aboard the ship, everyone. We've still got work to do.
Hey, look at that. We spent the whole day questing and it's only 5 o'clock. Actually, that seems wrong. I'm beginning to think that time is broken. You know what? It doesn't matter. At least we're back on the ship where it's nice and safe. And oh, holy shit, there are crabs everywhere. Why are there crabs everywhere?
Summer fun!
Oh, there's so many
Oh, no, not that! Oh, God! Get out!
The Stench of Adventure is a Strong Branch production. It is written, directed, and edited by Alex Kingsley and produced by Grace Griego and Elliot Yorty. The voice of Stella was Grace Griego. The voice of Baz was Josie Ross. The voice of Buttercup was Cameron Slosky. The voice of Puppet was Jake Chaninson. The voice of Scottbot was Wesley Hahn. The voice of Theed was Bailey Montgomery. The voice of the Captain was Alex Kingsley. The voice of the Usurper was Tim Meredith. The voice of the Narrator was Alexander Sheldon. The voice of Frog Wizard was E.K. Brickner. For more information or just to say hi, visit our website at www.strongbranchproductions.com, join our Discord community, follow our Twitter at StrongBranchPro, or email us at contact@strongbranchproductions.com. If you want to support our show, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For bonus content, consider becoming a patron of Strong Branch Productions. Thank you for listening.